WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
This episode brings us up to the current use of radiosondes as we continue our look at the history of upper air observations. By the 1980s, technological advances in telemetry and computers made Reywindsonde observations almost fully automated. This significantly reduced manual involvement in taking Reywindsonde observations. Through the use of a personal computer and interfaces to automatically acquire, process, and disseminate flight data, upper air observations could be performed with minimal human intervention. The Reywindsonde observation had become a one-person operation. The time required for processing data was reduced to less than one staff hour with improved data quality. In parallel with the advances in computerized data processing came new techniques for determining winds aloft. Reywindsonde systems were developed that took advantage of radio navigation aids such as LORAN. NavAid radiosondes contain electronics that receive radio signals from fixed ground-based transmitter stations. The radiosonde then either retransmits the received signal to the ground subsystem or processes the received signals into velocity or position information and then transmits these data. Winds aloft are contained in or derived from this information. In the 1990s, Reywindsonde technology development continued through improved radiosonde sensors, data processing, and NavAid systems. One primary advancement was the development of Reywindsonde systems that used the global positioning system to determine winds aloft. Like other NavAid systems, GPS radiosondes are equipped with a GPS receiver and associated electronics that transmit the GPS position information to the ground receiver from which winds are derived. In the late 1990s, the National Weather Service began the effort to replace the current ART ground systems and associated radiosondes with GPS-based systems. The first GPS-based radiosonde system was installed at the Upper Air Station at Sterling, Virginia in August of 2005. Other advances in upper air observing technology included the development of operational remote observing systems such as wind profilers and the placement of temperature and water vapor sensors on commercial planes that transmit these and other data in real time. Compared to twice-daily Reywindsonde observations, these systems are capable of providing more frequent upper air data, but with reduced vertical coverage and data resolution. Now, next week, we'll close out our look at radiosondes with some facts about the network and the equipment that does the work. You can send your weather questions to question@weatherbrains.com.